Hi, this is Beth Jones Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. Well, I have kind of what could be thought of as a nosy question, but I'm really not trying to be. Do you have debt? Now, seriously, before you think I'm getting all up in your business, you don't need to answer that out loud. Most of us probably have some kind of debt, maybe a mortgage, car payment perhaps, maybe a home improvement loan of some type. What about college loan debt? Well, maybe you don't have it now, but did you ever? Gosh, I think of the students now coming out of college with college loan debt. We hear of it so often, my goodness. Did you hear of the wealthy businessman, I think at Morehead College, that in his commencement speech back in May, he announced that he would pay off the college tuition debt for all the seniors who were graduating that day? Can you imagine? Now, that was quite a gift. My goodness, I should say so. Those seniors were elated. Goodness, I would, wouldn't you? My, what generosity, such generosity, and so unexpected. You know, it would have taken those graduates years to pay back their debt. So it was a most generous and surprise. It was most generous and a surprise indeed. But, you know, those graduates conceivably could have paid off their debt if that gift wouldn't have been given. They were conceivably planning to. It just would have taken them a long time. You know, the same is true with the financial debt that most of us have. With, again, a mortgage, a car loan, whatever. We can pay it back. It's just that it's going to take us some time to do it. But, you know, there is a debt that each of us has that we can never work hard enough or long enough to pay back. Never. It's our sin debt. And that is what our next chapter in our book study of Unshakable Hope by Max Licato addresses. Our sin debt has separated us from God. But as you see, God is holy and perfect, and we are sinful people who can never work hard enough or long enough to become perfect in order to enter a perfect heaven and stand before a perfect God. We owe a debt because of our sin that we can never repay. Well, that sounds pretty hopeless. But we're not left without hope. As our author has written in the book Unshakable Hope, a couple of key passages that I want to share. He writes, "The debt of sin has a serious consequence. It separates us from God. Isaiah has written, 'Your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear you.' The algebra of heaven reads something like this: Heaven is a perfect place for perfect people, which leaves us in a perfect mess. According to heaven's debt clock, we owe more than we could ever repay. And every day brings more sin, more debt, more questions, like this one from Romans chapter 7, who will deliver me? Our author writes, the realization of our moral debt sends some people into a frenzy of good works. Life becomes an unending quest to do enough, be better, accomplish more, a pursuit of piety. We attend church, tend to the sick, go on pilgrimage, go on fasts. Yet deep within is the gnawing fear. What if, having done all that, I've not done enough?" Well, he goes on to write, "No one loved to answer that question more than the Apostle Paul, who said in Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Salvation from beginning to end, as he writes, is a work of our Father. God does not stand on a mountain and tell us to climb it and find him. He comes down into our dark valley and finds us. He does not offer to pay all the debt minus a dollar, if we'll pay the dollar. He pays every penny. He doesn't offer to complete the work if we'll start it. He does all the work from beginning to end. He does not bargain with us, telling us to clean up our lives so he can then help us. He washes our sins without our help. What a gift God has given you. You've won the greatest lottery in the history of humanity, and you didn't even pay for the ticket. Your soul is secure and your salvation is guaranteed. Your name is written in the only book that matters. And then our author concludes with this: no condemnation, not limited condemnation, appropriate condemnation, calculated condemnation. That's what people give people. What does God give his children? No condemnation. So stand on that promise. Or better said, take this promise to the clock, your personal debt clock. As you look up at the insurmountable debt you owe, the debt you can never pay, let this promise be declared. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So, you know, when the graduating seniors at Morehead College heard that day at commencement that this generous gentleman was canceling their college tuition debt, they jumped up and down, they screamed and yelled, they threw their caps in the air in celebration. A debt that was going to be difficult to repay had been totally paid for them. So how about our response to being reminded that Jesus has paid a debt we each owe that is impossible for us to repay? Our response? We fall to our knees. We praise the one, the only one, who could pay that debt for us. Thank you, Jesus. No condemnation. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth, at spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.